You can be seated, everybody. Good morning. Hey, we wanted to have Royal come up. Royal had just something that God put on his heart early this morning. And so, Royal, please come to the mic here.
Well, all this week, I've been visited by Jesus in the middle of the night several times. And when he'd come to talk with me, he'd talk with me about this congregation that you... He believes, though God knows, that you have ailments in your feet and legs. And he's told me that you need to share that with the people and pray for the people.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm here to do that.
Thank you, Lord. Anybody have a witness to that word? In your feet or your legs?
Yes.
Any pain right now in your feet?
Yes.
Just don't
Thank
be shy.
Lord.
Raise your hands.
Lift them up.
Let's go. Let's go in faith, people. And let's
Amen.
Pray for people right now around. Lay hands on folks. Please put your hand up.
Yes.
Again, let's lay hands on folks right now and just believe God for healing. Royal, why don't you lead out in prayer right now, and we'll just agree with
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord,
you,
we
Lord.
Just prayed this
Thank
morning
you, Lord.
For each one that lifted
yes,
their hands.
Lord.
You saw
yes,
these
Lord.
In the middle of this week,
Thank
all
you,
week.
Lord.
And we just pray, Lord, that,
oh, God.
That you would walk among this congregation this
yes,
morning and
Father.
Touch each one here.
Oh,
and
God.
Heal their legs and their feet. And
thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord, that you're
thank
a God
you,
of truth you, and the presence with us. And we thank you for that. Now we just ask for healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
You, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Father,
Glory
thank you, Lord. Let your healing power
yes.
go through these bodies right now from head to foot.
Yes.
Legs and feet be healed and restored in Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Mm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And everybody
Almighty
said,
God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Royal.
Praise
Excellent.
God.
Praise God for that word this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hey, if you haven't met them yet, Keith and Mary, is that right? You're here brand new this morning. We just want to thank you for coming and joining us at Grace Christian. Good to have you with us this morning. Amen. So good to have everybody here today. It's an awesome time to be in the house of the Lord. And Pastors Kevin and Sherry send their greetings as they're getting off the boat and onto a plane. And back home again. They'll be home about 9 o'clock tonight. So just please pray for travel mercies. They've been having a marvelous time in spite of a broken shoulder. And Sherry, of course, she's been in a lot of pain, but healing up. And we can just trust the Lord that God will continue to heal and restore. I'm sorry if I've not had a chance to meet all of you yet. I'm Brad, and it's just so good to see your smiling faces this morning in the midst of a rainy day. But we're all here, and there's no leaks in the roof. Praise God. Thank you, worship team. Thank you so much for your sensitivity this morning. And those were grand old hymns, weren't they? Whoop! Man, golden oldies right there. Can't buy those on TV anymore, can you? Well, let's see. This is actually part two, part deux of a two-part series, if you're French. And we're talking about God's promises to us. And so let's see. If you'll recall, those of you who were with us last week, I said we'll all have an opportunity to write out what God put on our heart, either through prayer or His Word, or you've received that Word prophetically, or you just know that you know as you persevered in prayer that God promised you something. It was time to write it down, put your name on it, and then we're going to put it on our promise board today and agree with you in prayer and contend with you in prayer for the promises God has given you. Now remember, if there's nothing that God has ever spoken specifically to you, there are anywhere from 3,000 to 7,000 promises in God's Word that you can proclaim as you read it, and it goes, whoa, that's a promise to me. That's something that God spoke to me, like Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to do you good and not harm. To, you know, those are the kinds of scriptures that you can say, that's for me. I believe that and I receive that. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so, Patty, you've got some cards that you should have, raise that hand like you'd wave it in the air, like you just don't care, wave it. And if you've got a card that you want to have to write down a promise that God's given you, Patty, raise your hand. Anybody have something that they'd like to write down that you haven't had a chance to yet? If you'd like to, here, Pat, I think, and you're just moving your hair. Okay. Don't move your hair when I'm asking stuff. I'll get you. So anybody have anything? There's one over here as well, Patty. Right over here. Patty's going to be our Vanna White today. So right in the back there. And again, don't be shy if there's a promise that might come to your remembrance and you just want a card there while I'm speaking, then let her give you a couple of them and you can just have them with you and praise the Lord. That's awesome. Exactly. Jeremiah 29:11. We're about possessing your promises. Possessing your promises. And God never forgets His promises. I may forget mine. I may promise to pray for somebody and totally blank out the next 5 minutes. But God never forgets His promises. They're in His Word for us all to see and to receive and to be blessed by. If they're God's promises, they'll always line up with His Word. So you can always know if something that just witnesses to you is really of God or not, because it'll line up with His Word. He'll never contradict His Word. And Caleb is our example. Let's, again, just in remembrance, Numbers 13 and Joshua 14. We spent quite a bit of time there last week. And so how do we go about applying this word of possessing your promises to our lives? Well, with Caleb as our example, I gave you some things last week at the end of the message, and we'll just review those really quickly, because I said today it's your opportunity to participate in our service. So we're going to agree with you in prayer, and I want to spend time focusing on these promises that God has given you, and we're going to put them up on the board. And oh, by the way, I just want to give kudos to Vern Perryman. These are his photographs. So aren't those beautiful photographs? Those are great. Way to go, Vern. Raise your hand. Come on, brother. There it is. That's him. He's the guy with the clicker. Good photographer, and I really appreciate Vern, us being able to use those. So anyway, let's see. So with Caleb as our example, remember, the guy is 80 years old when he's speaking this. But number one, he wholly and completely ran after the Lord. We chase after Him and not necessarily the possession or the promise. And God is the one who brings the promise or the possession to pass. Number two, if the Lord has given you a promise, you never let go. You absolutely never let go. Because guaranteed, there's going to be opposition. The enemy does not want you to possess the promises God has given to you. But number three then, if Caleb is 80 when he proclaims this in the Word, then it says to me that you don't ever have to retire from serving God. I mean, you can thrive at 85 is what I said last week. You can thrive at 85 and older, right, Charlotte? Woohoo! Absolutely. Come on, sister. That's right. Number four, remember, you can't fulfill God's promise. Only He can. So chill out. Just enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey, but never let go. Number five, God's timing is perfect and yours isn't. I've tried so many times to perfect God's timing, and I've fallen flat on my face every time. Number six, it will not come without a fight, but just remember the battle is the Lord's.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, this is, I'm just giving you the synopsis, folks. You get the Reader's Digest version for you here who weren't here last week. And then number 7, he will go before you to defeat the enemy so that you can win the battle and enjoy your promised land. Remember, in Joshua 14:15, it says, and the land had rest from war. So beautiful. In his book, What Now?, Mark Estes puts it this way. The point is this. The trials that God allows you to face are his way of lovingly disciplining you to ultimately help you receive your promises. He's dedicated to helping you, not hurting you, even if it means placing obstacles in your life to get your attention. Sometimes that's an ouch, but ultimately that's a good thing, isn't it? Yeah. So, very quickly, how to thrive at 85. Caleb serves as a good example of three important spiritual qualities. And they are persistence, endurance, and courage. Let's look at the first one, persistence. Caleb has been promised this piece of dirt, this land, 45 years earlier. Since that promise, he has to spend 40 years wandering the wilderness with a bunch of people who are just whiny, complaining, dissatisfied, unfaithful. None of us are like that. But Caleb had to persevere with people like that. But under Joshua's leadership, Caleb spent then 5 more years fighting as a soldier at the age of 80 against the Canaanite kingdoms. Even after 45 years, he still held on to God's promise. He said, I remember God's promise to me. Now give me my mountain. He never let go of that promise. That's what the Bible calls persistence. When God gives you a promise, you never have to let go. When I get a hangnail, I think, oh, well, I better not do this. I've just not been persistent in my life. But thank you, Lord, for Caleb, the examples of Caleb and other folks like that who you know who have persevered and never given up. Number 2, endurance. You're probably enduring this word right now, but hang in there with me. Both Joshua and Caleb were old. I mean, old. But God reminded them that he wasn't through with them in Joshua 13:1. He says, when Joshua was old and well advanced in years, the Lord said to him, you are very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over. What I love about this in Joshua 13 is that God needed a couple of seasoned veterans to seal the deal. You'd expect him to say, well, you know, you've done a really good job. Chill out for a while. Take a rest. And we'll use some of the younger guys now. God not only preserved the promise for the man, God preserved the man for the promise. Is that great or what? Yes. Caleb was 85 before he ever moved into his homeland. That's an age when most people are feeling like it's time to just slow down, step aside, let the young bucks take care of it. But no, God specifically said, I want you guys, I want you seasoned veterans to take this. So the application here is when you wholeheartedly follow after the Lord, you'll never retire from serving him. There's a guy, Patty and I moved from Spokane down to the Camas, Vancouver area. But when we were in Spokane, we were there for a long, long time. And we lived in the Meade School District up north, a great school district. There was a wrestling coach up there who was a legend. His name is Cash Stone. Is that a great name or what? A wrestling coach named Cash Stone. It's a great name. Well, even a greater guy. This guy is the ultimate in endurance. Patty would teach water aerobics classes at Whitworth University there. And Cash would come in with his wife, probably 40 people in there. And typically it was 39 women and one man, Cash. But he'd retired from the school district, but he was 80 years old. And everything that they did in the water aerobics class, Cash did double time. So literally he would stir up the water like an Energizer bunny. So they'd be doing this, Patty would be doing this, and he'd be doing this. And he was just an animal. Well, to celebrate his 80th birthday, he did 80 inverted push-ups. So what you do is you do a handstand against the wall, and then you do push-ups all the way down and back up. He did 80 of them to celebrate his 80th birthday. I mean, this is the kind of guy he is. This is the kind of endurance that God can give us when we're just as strong at 80 as we were at 40. We can trust the Lord that's what he can give us when we persevere and can endure. And then I lost my place here. So God has called every single one of us to serve him. Is it that warm this morning? Do I need to just keep going here and just let my hot air? Sorry about that. Okay, here we go. One of the greatest servants of God in the 19th century was a shoe salesman from Chicago by the name of D.L. Moody. He was never ordained. He never attended college or seminary. But one time, D.L. Moody heard a preacher, Henry Varley, and Henry Varley spoke these words. He said, "The world has yet to see what God can do in and with and through and for a man wholly committed to him." And at that moment, D.L. Moody said, "By the grace of God, I will be that man." Well, as we know, D.L. Moody shook two continents for Christ, including England. He was so uneducated, he butchered the English language. I did not know that. But on one occasion in London, D.L. Moody was preaching to a crowd of very educated and sophisticated Englishmen. And this is an example of how he spoke to them. "Don't ever think that God don't love you, for he do." As bad as his grammar was, God used him to bring thousands of British and American citizens to Christ. And we are impacted by D.L. Moody and the quotes that I've read of him even to this day. The world has yet to see what God can do in and with and through and for a man wholly or woman wholly committed to him. Then number three, courage. What the cowardly lion needed. Courage. He'd been a brave soldier at age 40, Caleb, and we see that he was just as courageous at 85. He was still ready to go out to battle. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the ability to face our fears and to keep moving forward. Every soldier who stormed onto the beaches of Normandy on D-Day was terrified. They weren't fearless, but thank God they were courageous. Patty and I had an opportunity in 2006 to go to France and actually stand at the beaches of Normandy. And it was one of the most impacting things that I'll remember the rest of my life. Just the sheer courage that it took for them to be on literally a suicide mission like that and to help bravely go forward that we might be free today. When you are afraid, courage is what is able to keep you moving forward. So, with the strength of Caleb, we never have to retreat from the enemy. Okay, so here we go. Now we get to participate, everybody. We have promises that God has given us, much like promises that God gave to Caleb. Things that God has spoken to you, and we want to agree together this morning in prayer. Dan and Roxanne, I'm not sure how you want to handle this part of the service and how we want to handle it in terms of the recording and all of that, but I just want to have us be able to, what I'd like for you to do, let's be brave and courageous this morning, okay? So what I'd like to do is have folks come up here, and we can do this decently and in order, but what I'd like to do is have you come up with your promise. Make sure that your name is on that promise so that we can remember you, because what's going to happen, here's how we're going to do this. I'd like for you to come to the microphone, and I'd like for you to share with us the promise that God gave you, whether it's a scripture or you're believing for a loved one or something like that. God's spoken specifically for you. In fact, Patty, why don't I have you start? Why don't come on up. You can be our example. And so, Patty, come up and why don't you share the promise God gave you? There are a couple of them. Yeah, if you have more than one promise, that's even better. Yeah.
So as we were doing that, there's actually two promises, but the first one I'll read that is for my dad's salvation. He's 93 years old, and I was raised, we were attending the Unitarian Church as a little child, and he has now told me he's agnostic, and we are praying and contending for his salvation. At 93, he's getting pretty fragile, and we just want to see him in heaven with Mom, because we know Mom's there. So that's my first one. And then another one that was, I feel like the Lord brought to my heart, was that my husband Brett would share the word of God. Golly, I didn't like it, choked up. But when we were
I do that to her.
When we were first married, we attended a small church in Spokane. And I was fairly newly saved. And we attended a church that was similar to this, where people got the word of the Lord and shared things. And we had gotten a word that Brad that he had a shepherd's heart, or would like to pastor, or would pastor. And we met with the pastor there, and we went over, we were talking about the word because it had been written down. And I went, oh my goodness. And so our pastor said, excuse me, this long story, how do you feel about that? And I said, I don't like it, because I had believed from what I'd seen that pastors didn't make any money. And that's not a great career. I'd gotten my MRS at college, and I was hoping I was getting somebody who could make some money and give us a nice livelihood. And so actually, after that, I mulled over quite a while. And I basically, when I heard it and I thought about it, I kind of made a vow to myself over my dead body. Is that going to be my husband's career? Fortunately, as we hit some struggles in our marriage, the Lord brought that back to my heart and said, you know, you went against my will for him. And I repented of that. And there's been opportunities, but like today's sharing God's word. So that is a promise that God is fulfilling, but I want to see it fulfilled even further, and we don't know where that goes.
Wow. So, Father, right now we just pray for Patty. We pray for salvation for her dad. Lord, Dan Ogden is his name, and we pray, Father, that you would send the hounds of heaven right now for Dan Ogden. Lord, we pray that this soul would be released from hell and given heaven's entrance. God, we pray that you would give him, just grant him even a dream or a vision, Lord, that he would see that you truly are the Savior and his personal Lord and Savior as well. Oh God, we thank you for your promises, and we pray that you would bring your promises to pass. We contend for the promises that you've given Patty in Jesus' name. We all said,
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Patty, go ahead and stick those up there. Okay, who's next? Lynn, come on up. Please forgive me if I don't remember everybody's name. I'm terrible with names, but
this is a lot shorter. One of the ladies that attended Bible study with me, ladies' Bible study, had been mentioning that she and her husband of 30 years were now living separate lives in the same house, and she asked for prayer. And for a couple of Thursday mornings, she was included in the prayer along with the other prayer requests. But one particular Thursday morning, the Lord spoke quite clearly to me that he is the gerund form creating a new love. Now, I don't know for sure whether that's between Don and Vivian, or whether that's between Vivian and the Lord, or Don and the Lord.
Is Don her husband?
Don,
oh,
yes.
Oh, good, good.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, thanks
sure.
for that clarification.
Line up with the word, you know.
But as I was telling Patty earlier, in my mind, whenever one of these three loves is rekindled, it's going to be all three that are going to come into form together, because God is not an incomplete God.
Yeah.
When he gives a work, he blesses everyone involved.
Good. So new love for Don and Viv.
Yes.
Okay. Lynn, why don't you pray, and we'll agree with you in prayer right now. Thank
Hallelujah,
you, Lord.
Lord. We thank you that you give us these promises, Lord.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Give us promises, magnificent
thank you, Lord.
Promises
thank you,
in
Lord.
Your word. And you even give us individual promises as we walk with you.
Yes, Lord.
We are so blessed, Lord. And we lift up Don and Viv
yes,
to you
yes,
according
Lord,
to
do.
Your promise. And we look forward to seeing the fruit of your promises, not what I can try to do to make it happen, Lord, but according to your plans and purposes. Because
yes,
your word
Lord.
Says you would not lose any one of
Lord.
These.
Yes,
so we
Lord.
Claim them for you and for each other.
Thank
In
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good. If somebody's not comfortable coming up here and you still have a promise, I want you to go ahead and feel free to also bring it up and stick it on the board so we can just agree with you in prayer. Who's next? Come on back. Come on up. Awesome.
I'm Linda, for those of you that don't know me. And this is a promise that God gave me about, I'd say, 3-4 weeks ago. And you know, when God gives you a promise, it's usually on something that you've been really anxious about. And then when you get it, it's like, oh, thank goodness.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. So, that's awesome.
So this was regarding, as some of you know, I've been going to India for about a month out of the year, every year for about 11 years now. And about 3 years ago, we started a project of translating making an oral Bible for illiterate women in the rural villages where the illiteracy is about 95%. And so just teaching them the regular way doesn't really work. We needed an oral set of stories that took them from Genesis to Revelation.
Cool.
So we'd started this big project, and we've been translating into various languages and working on the recordings. But, you know, like you said, you have to fight for it, and there's been lots of bumps and mountains along the way. And we were, myself and partners, people in India, we were just kind of, it's gotten to where we were just getting kind of discouraged. And when they were getting discouraged, that was making me feel discouraged. And I had gotten to the point where I was starting to think, you know, did we just bite off more than we can chew? Was I an idiot trying to take on a project of this size? You know, was I just, you know, just overambitious and just feeling like, you know, is this all just going to kind of fall apart? Is it really going to really happen and all come together? And then about 3 weeks ago, I was in Philippians. And, you know, this is a verse that we all know, and I've always heard it just applied to, like, personal life. I've God, you know, doing a work in you. But it struck me completely different this time. It says, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And it suddenly jumped out at me, your partnership in the gospel.
Yeah.
And he is going to finish it. He's going to bring this to completion.
That's good.
And so that was
really
like,
good.
Oh, good. I was so relieved.
Amen. 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 Linda, pray and we'll agree with you in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So, Father, I just thank you for the confirmation that this this work was not just my dumb idea, but it really is something that you started and that you are doing and that you will finish. And so, Lord, I just want to take Brad's word to heart to just chill and know that you are going to finish
this, Lord.
And rejoice
Amen.
In you, rejoice in your power to remove every obstacle, every mountain. And I just look forward to this becoming, to this being finished and becoming fruitful in your hands.
Jesus' name. Amen. We all said amen. That's awesome, Linda. Daria?
Besides the healing that I'm going to thank God for, I come from Nevada where most of the people I've grown up with are all Christians. And my coming up here to Washington has been really difficult in terms of all the people, really, many, many of the people that I've met, boy, you mentioned God, and they just start screaming at you. And I have never experienced that in my life before. So I'm really praying for relatives and friends and neighbors that God will do something. We need a major breakthrough here, and it's such a burden on my heart. The hatred that's come out when you mentioned, just say something like, oh, I'm so trusting God. God, you know, it's kind of like, whoa. You would think from a state like Nevada with the whole casino thing that you would experience that, but it's not. It's up here where we have God's beauty all around us. So I'm really, really praying for that. Plus my two beautiful daughters that I have who were raised Christians, but they're walking with God in such a nonchalant, apathetic way, and I'm really praying for God to put a hunger in them, for them to really want to know who is this God and this God that loves us so much, and for God to be able to bless them. Both of them desperately need to, with their husbands and children or a child for each of them, to now be buying a home and settling down. And I'm just praising God that he can give them that type of prosperity. But I want them to so know God in such a deeper way.
Amen.
So, thank you.
That's good. Let's pray.
Lord God, we just ask that you absolutely touch the hearts of people here in Washington. Put a hunger in everybody's heart, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You've got them all in the palm of your hand, Lord. And I just pray for friends, for relatives, for family members, for neighbors, for people I don't even know, Lord. Let them start searching for you, Lord, and searching and understand that there is a God that loves them, that can be trusted, that cares about us so much that he sent his only son to die for us,
Lord,
just so he could have a relationship with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. She's got several, so she's going to put those up there. That's awesome. Contending for the promises of God. Let's take this on, you guys. Let's take this on. That 2016 is the year that God gives us our promises. Yeah. Amen. Royal? Thank you, Lord.
Well, we can't let the ladies take over here. Anyway, I'm constantly praying for our son and daughter that they would find Jesus Christ. They were raised in church, and at one time they knew him, they knew how to pray, but I don't think they even pray today. Mm. So I'm praying for them, and the second one is for harmony in my own house.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Well, let's believe in prayer together.
Right? Yes. Thank you, Lord. That you're going to save those kids.
Amen. Amen.
You know, Lord, that they were raised in your will, and we just pray now that they would have a revival in their own hearts.
Amen, Father.
We thank you, Lord, and we pray for harmony in my house that would regain its the way it should be.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. That's good. Next, Bill, come on up. How we doing, team? Everybody okay? Okay.
Well, my prayer is for my son, Dale. Some of you know that he has RP, retinitis pigmentosa, and that's used to be called tunnel vision. And his vision is now closed in to about like this. He can't see any more than that, and yet he reads, he does everything that he possibly can with his vision. The dot he looked at, they just took pictures of his eyes again. And from 8 years ago till now, they are much worse. Hmm. And he goes back to see his doctor again in, I think it's August. But it's been my prayer for a long time that God could touch him.
Amen.
And heal his eyes.
Amen.
Now, my son... My daughters have ridiculed him. Oh, he doesn't know God. And he reads the King James Version of the Bible. And he's asked me every so often, Dad, what does this mean? How does this go? And sometimes I can help him and sometimes I can't. And we have discussions. But he's hungry.
Yeah.
But his worst hurt is that he was married to a Catholic woman who didn't go to church, who absolutely told him, no, you're not going to talk about God in this house. And so he raised two children without telling them about Jesus. Mm. And now we sent Bibles to them both, and the son, who's 21 or 2, said, "It's just a book of science fiction." And that's how he's taking it. So my prayer is for my son's eyes specifically, but for my two grandchildren down there in Reno to come to know the Lord.
Amen.
Really know the Lord.
Amen. Let's pray, Bill. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And is it Dave?
Dale.
Dale. Father, we thank you for Dale. We thank you for his hunger, Lord, that desires to know you and to see you. Father, we pray for his eyes in the natural and in the spiritual.
Yes, amen.
That Dale would come to see you and to be able to see clearly. Lord, we pray for miraculous restoration. Eyes that are better than new. Lord, we also pray for the family, the children, let their eyes be opened as well. And let them see that you really do love them, passionately love them, with a love that they could never find any other way. Lord, help the science fiction mumbo jumbo be broken in their lives and let them see the truth for what it really is. Oh God, be with Bill and Jeannie as they intercede and continue to contend for this promise to come to pass. In Jesus' name. We all said?
Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
One more thing I'd like to mention, she has it too, so.
Oh, cool. Okay. Awesome. Anybody else? Pat?
Okay, the Bible says that old men will dream dreams. Well, I'm not an old man, but several years ago, the Lord gave me a dream, and I'm not a person that ordinarily dreams. So for me to have a dream that's cohesive, that I remember for several years, has to be from the Lord. And my prayer, my promise is salvation of my daughter and her family.
Amen.
And in the dream, Vern and I were going to church, and we were running late, and we walk in the front doors of the church, and there's my son-in-law, my daughter, and my two grandsons in matching red cardigan sweaters with their hands raised, praising the Lord. And I mean, it was just so detailed, it had to be the Lord.
Yeah, come on, let's pray. Let's agree together. Thank you, Lord. Go for it, Pat.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, yes, I just want to thank you for the salvation of my daughter.
Amen.
And my son-in-law and Jacob and Lane. And Lord, I don't know when, and I will leave that in your hands. But Lord, at some point, I know that each one of them are going to be there,
yes,
raising
Lord,
their hands and praising you and giving you glory and worship. And Lord, I'm just glad to know, even though I haven't seen it yet, that it's just as true is true is true.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus'
yes,
name,
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That is awesome. Somebody else had their hand up right over here. Okay. Who was it? You? Yes, come on up. Oh, okay. Well, I tell you, if you just kind of sneeze different, that's... I'm right with you. I'm right with you.
I can't read this because I'm not versed in this stuff.
Oh,
but you good. Talked about Jeremiah 29:11.
Mm. Mm.
All my life I've been put down, abused, until just recently. And I have a gentleman here, Al. He needed someone to come help him. My son came and I came. We came about 2 months to Alamir every day to see him. When he came out of the hospital from Alamir, he couldn't take care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And his stepdaughter had gone back to Canada. And so it just became my job. But this is exactly where the Lord needed me.
Amen. Amen.
And Al is the perfect person to have company with. Mm. He makes me feel special.
Awesome. Awesome.
I've never had that.
Mm. Mm.
And this place makes me feel special. Awesome. The Lord makes me feel special.
Amen. You are special. You are. You really are. Amen. Wow. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, we just agree with our sister for the plans that you do have for her, plans to do her good and not harm, plans to give her a future and a hope. Lord, we thank you for Al. We thank you for her family. We pray, Father, that you would just continue to hold her close. Lord, we thank you that you brought her to this body of believers, to Grace Christian, and we pray that you would just encourage her in the days to come. Lord, let encouragement be her portion. Lord, let her experience joy like she's never experienced joy in her life. Lord, let the shackles come off. Let the chains come off right now in Jesus' name. Father, right now we just lift the chains off of our sister. We lift the chains of shame off. We lift the shackles that have been upon her right now in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be broken in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Be the glory and the lifter of her head, Lord. Let her worship be just abandoned unto you in the days ahead. Lord, let her just begin to sing a new song in her heart. Lord, even praise to her God. Even when she's working and when she's in her home, Lord, let a song just begin to bubble up out of her.
You know,
let it begin
does.
To bubble up out of her.
It
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
in
you.
Jesus'
I've
name.
I've had the Lord since I was a little bitty kid.
Amen.
Nobody
Amen.
Around me seemed to. Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Let's see. Let me just... Oh, thank you. Anybody else? Please. Shannon? Thank you, Lord.
Wow, I feel as though God's doing wonderful things this morning
Amen.
In us. I've always had in my heart a will, a desire, I believe God planted it there, to pray for people and see healing. It's just kind of always been there. Alan and I went to Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. And we were all, not we weren't all, but we were staying in a motel. And I think all the people in the motel were going to the conference. It's in Woodland Park and the community is small. So when this family Bible conference happens, all the motels, everything are just overloaded and everybody's going to the conference. So... I don't know why this touches me, but anyway, so we were heading home, and we were out in the parking lot loading our luggage into the car, and there was this great big black man. I mean, he was huge, way taller than we were, and he was out in the parking lot also, and he was talking to Alan, and he asked Alan if he could pray for him. And Alan said, sure. And so he prayed for Alan. And then he said, would your wife mind if I prayed for her? And Alan said, no, I don't think so. I'm sure she'd like it. So this man prayed for me, and he gave a prophecy. And he said, now this man knew nothing about me, nothing about what was in my heart. Absolutely, I hadn't even spoken to him. And he said, you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And so it's like, wow, what a promise. And then it was already in my heart, and so that's on my
Amen.
Little ticket.
Amen. Father, right now we just agree together with this word that Shannon's hands will be used mightily of you to bring healing to many people. Lord, we thank you that it's already in her because you're dwelling in her. Lord, we thank you that she's an instrument of your peace and your healing. Lord, let healings happen physically, emotionally, and spiritually in people's lives because Shannon will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Lord, we believe your word and we're contending for this to take place soon.
Yes. Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good. Anybody else? Ellen?
Well, my word from the Lord is, I will be with you always.
Hmm.
And I got to thinking back in my life, and there have been four instances where I could have died so easily, all of them pretty much involved with car accidents. One instance, I could have killed six other guys because I was driving. But I survived, and I never even really got injured, ever. Another time, I was going down the highway, and my CB radio was just yelling, wake up, wake up, wake up, and a guy was driving toward me. And he saw me going off the road, and he brought me back. He woke me up. another that thing that says the Lord will be with me always is I've always loved music. I've never been a great man. I'm never going to make $1 million at it. But from the time in 1975, I believe, I decided I wanted to buy a guitar and learn how to play music. And from that time on, I've been involved in worship music. Some of it leading, some of it just participating. And there are different times, but I've always said, Lord, if you want me to play, I'll play. But I'm not going to make it a point to make sure that I do play. But he saw fit to put me in that position since then, in 3 or 4 different churches. And again, it's not because I'm good, but because I'm willing. Because I have said, Lord, if this is all you got, you're in trouble. But I've been willing to do that, and he's always provided and allowed me to praise his name. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you have always. Been with me. And I praise your name that you will continue to be there.
He will never leave or forsake you. He'll never leave you or forsake you, Alan. You are an instrument in his hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our brother, Lord. Wow. Amen. Amen.
Wow. And we're blessed because of it.
Amen. We are. Anybody else? Dan?
Well, believe it or not, I see that the Lord promises to let me make others' lives better through technology.
Wonderful. That's awesome.
So, so that's always, I've always been the guy that understood how everything worked. And
praise God for people like you.
And as a kid, grade school, why mom drug us by the ear down to learn how to play a music instrument. And for me, it was the accordion. And although I haven't played it for years, the little gadget that I play is sort of a modern electronic accordion. So it was easy to transition to that. And so it's been a lot of years of being able to share that with you. So Royal doesn't hesitate to call when his computer's crazy, and I'm glad to be able to help on that for any of you. And he's done so many things for me as well. So he and I have done some great adventures, too. The great boat trip of 2004 from California with a piece of crap boat that should have never made it, but I had the prayer man in chief. So he was busy on that. So I'm glad that I can bring technology to the game.
Yeah, that's awesome. Father, we thank you for Dan. We thank you for this man that you wired, pardon the pun, just so uniquely. Lord, we thank you for the blessing that he is to people. And, Lord, that he just is available, makes himself available to use the gifts that you've given him. Lord, this is a man of God who trusts his Lord, and the divine appointments that you've given him over the years, Lord, we thank you and we trust you to give him future appointments, that he and Roxanne would be used as a team to bring blessing and encouragement to many people through the gifts that you've given them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
We've only been here a year as of next month. Our son's name.
Help me with your name first.
Debbie.
Debbie.
Is it Billy and Debbie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Good.
Our son's name is Caleb Jupoy.
Wow.
We selected Caleb because it meant courageous.
Wow.
And Jupoy means cultivated by the Lord. And he has become really a very much a man of faith. And although we prayed our daughter-in-law through all their dating, she is also a woman of faith.
Wow.
And they discovered there is a medical challenge as to why there is no grandchild. And I am claiming the promise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I am too, and I just know it's happening.
Amen.
I know it.
Amen.
Yes. Shannon's working on that.
Come on up here.
Pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Every day I pray for him.
Thank you, Lord. Let's pray right now.
Lord, thank you for babies.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh,
you,
wow, we love grandchildren. And
thank
we
you,
just thank you for Caleb and Elaine.
Amen.
We thank you that their hearts are open to this baby. We thank you that the sperm is strong and that her womb is ready to receive it. And
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for that baby. I can hardly wait. It's going to be so exciting.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord. It's already done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Lord, we thank you and we contend with our sister for this miracle to take place. Lord, your timing is perfect. You open wombs at the right time.
Yes.
Lord, we don't understand, but we know that we can trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we do trust you
with
Debbie, and we contend with her for her son and her daughter-in-law. Lord, let this family grow and flourish at your perfect time.
Yes.
Lord, we contend with this family for growth, for generational growth.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And I prayed for both of my kids, and they both had twins.
Come on. Here, let's put it up on the board. That's awesome. Woo! Amen. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else want to come forward? Now, as I said, I'm not going to belabor this, but afterwards, if you'd like to go ahead and come and stick your promise up here as well, we're going to have this. We're going to take this out to the entryway, right to the entryway. What is that? The narthex or what is it? Anyway.
Hallway.
right, just right beyond these walls here. We'll just stick it up there so we can, as you come in, you can see these, you can read these, and you can just believe with Shannon for her promise, or the Perrymans for their promise, or Daria for her promises. Whatever you might see up here, you can just agree together. 2016, folks, is a year for contending for God's promises for you and for your families. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay, let's be standing together. Thank you, Lord. Alan and Shannon, are you in the corner again with praying, or are we just...
Yeah, we will. Sure.
Okay.
If you want us.
Okay. Awesome. They'll be...
music, guys.
They're in the corner with you. If you have anything that you want to pray for after service, please feel free to join them, and they'll agree together with
what
you
do
in prayer.
How about... he paid a death? Should we do what he paid a death?
Thank you so much for hanging in there with us today, and I just love
the
promise that God has given you, and just being able to agree together with you in prayer. Let's see. Alan, you want to lead us in some worship song? And
we'll just close with He Paid a Debt. That's
awesome.
Okay?
Thank you, Lord, for this time that we've had together today. We pray that you would bless every person, Lord, who's been here. We pray that your promises would come to pass at the perfect time. And Lord, as these promises come to pass, we trust you to allow your servants in this place to be able to just shout great victories from your promises coming to pass. In Jesus' name. And we all said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.